Back now to the election and specifically our series, The Listener's Election. Chris Mason joins us with another insight into what you'd like the politicians to be talking about.
Sean, this afternoon we're heading to Argyll in Scotland in the town of Dunoon. It's on the Cowell Peninsula. It's described locally as the maritime gateway to the Loch Lomond and Trossachs National Park. But look beyond the picturesque. Getting to Glasgow involves a ferry, unless you're up for an incredibly long drive. For 30 years, Dunoon was used as a US Navy base for a nuclear submarine, Polaris. But when the Americans left in the early 90s, the local economy faltered. The downturn 7 years ago made things worse, and people are leaving. Depopulation is a big issue.
Sometimes I think about leaving Dunoon. Out of my classes in the grammar school, I'd say about 75% of them have moved away to Glasgow or Edinburgh or Dundee or somewhere like that. Every morning, Monday to Friday, I walk down to the boat and I get the boat across to Gourock and I train from Gourock to Glasgow and then I walk to the college and I leave the house at about 10 to 7 in the morning and I arrive in Glasgow at 10 to 9. And my name's Emma Johnston, I'm 19 and this is my gran, her name's Anne. We live about 5 minutes' journey away from each other.
My eldest granddaughter Emma, who lives in Dunoon, pops over very often to see her gran's behaving. Over the last 15 years, maybe, Dunoon, unfortunately, has gone downhill. So, unfortunately, there are many, many houses for sale here. Some of them have been 5 years on the market. Lovely, lovely houses, but nobody here has got the wages to pay for them.
Dunoon is quite a rural place. It's not like a big city. It's a small population and it's quiet. For young people living here, there's not really a lot to do. Whereas Glasgow and the bigger cities like Edinburgh are always busy and hustling and bustling.
When I was the same age as Emma, and not long afterwards, the American Navy came in. It was decided that they would try and expand some of the bases they had. They already had bases in Italy and Spain, and they thought they would like a base in Britain. They brought all their families, which was great because it just meant a whole new scene. They all went to the primary schools and the senior schools and the nurseries, and the whole place just expanded. They had top jazz bands in. Absolutely wonderful, because that was all the sort of the thing at the time. We had to have really, really look as suave and as beautiful as we could with 5-inch heels and all the rest of it. But after about 20 years, the American financial bubble burst and the Americans started pulling back all their bases. The place sort of plummeted. They revived for a while, but unfortunately, when the financial bubble burst again, then again, Dunoon has gone downhill since then.
The job opportunities aren't here. And for young people as well, if they're going into looking into buying a house for the first time, the opportunities aren't there. There's lots of houses, but the prices are too high. Whereas if you go over the water to Greenock or Glasgow, there's lots of houses that are for sale, joint equity, so it's an easier scheme for first-time buyers. Personally, I choose to stay here when I'm older, but I don't think I speak for the majority. I think the easy option is just to move away, I think, rather than trying to fight and do something about it.
And our week of special listeners' elections programmes begins on Monday at midday here on Radio 4. And on Tuesday, we'll look further at this issue of population and explore an alternative perspective too. Are there actually too many of us on these islands?